Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're live in New York in the Quicken Loans Studios. National Mortgage Lender, Quicken Loans apply. Simply understand fully. Mortgage confidently. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, is brought to you by GEICO. Hey, everyone, here's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance, too? Get it all at geico.com. All right, Murph in Massachusetts, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Pharrell, how's it going?
What's happening?
Hey, I just want to say I love the show and love the occasional Snapchats I get from you every once in a while.
Cool, man. We've had to shut it down a little bit lately because they rebuilt this place. And what happened was they redid the whole thing, and then they crossed us up, and we couldn't get access to the color printer or whatever, so we couldn't, do the same thing we do every day.
That's unfortunate because I always enjoyed one of those every morning on my way to work when I would check them.
Well, hopefully we'll get them going again. Allegedly, we're going to do that for the trip in Vegas.
Great. But, I just want to touch on, Tom Brady and Father Time catching up with him. I mean, I think there's plenty of Patriots fans like myself who realize that this is coming to an end, you know, whether it's next year, 2 years, 3 years, whenever, we're close to it. And I think people really, really do appreciate it. We'll probably never see anything like this again in New England. And, I don't see the decline this season, though, in Tom Brady's skills where he can't get it done this year.
Yeah, I don't think anyone notices it. I think people are too caught up in him to ever think. Go ahead.
The last four or five games, it definitely went down. His completion percentage, yards, touchdowns, everything like that. But I think there's some other things that went into that. He took a beating this year. Didn't have the receivers that he needed, down the stretch. And I think hopefully with some of these guys coming back in this game, we'll really see an improvement.
Well, eventually we'll see if it's actually happening or not. I mean, if the guy continues to take a beating, I guarantee you he won't last to 45. Everybody thinks that it's so automatic that he'll play till he's 45. I don't doubt the guy that he can play. I don't doubt his greatness. I don't doubt his brilliance. I don't doubt his rings. I don't doubt anything about him, but I can guarantee you one thing. There's only so much abuse you can take. If he gets thrown around and battered and beat on and stepped on and stomped and crushed, which I don't think they'll ever let happen, but that's the only way you beat the guy. I know that much. I mean, the Giants did it by, roughing him up, and I think if Pittsburgh, let's say, gets to that title game, I don't think they have a shot at Gillette, but if they go there, the only way they're going to beat him is by roughing him up. And you gotta do that. Stomp him out. You got to throw him to the ground, hit him. Every time he throws it, he's got to feel pain. And you got to knock him off of his game, if that's possible, and give him happy feet. Anytime I've ever seen him struggle, it's when he's had no time in the pocket. Usually the guy gets rid of the ball so fast. He's so brilliant at getting rid of the ball, nobody ever gets to him. But if you can get to him and get physical and pound him and beat him, that's how you beat him. That's the only way you can beat him.
That's what we call a sack lunch. Nom, 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 nom.
Some of that stuff I can't explain. So anyway, we'll see if Father Time catches up with him. I think it does everyone eventually. James and Southern Ontario, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Pharrell, you're a Steelers fan, right?
Yeah.
I was listening to Cook and Pony this week, and they were asking whether Steelers fans want to face New England. I'll just ask for your opinion, but I'll give you mine first. Is I always like to look back at, you know, like championships, the Blue Jays, for example, and I always like to look back at sort of the hard path towards the victory, you know, a challenge championship versus getting, you know, a four-game sweep or a five-game series. I like to look back at a seven-game series, for example. So in my opinion, I would rather, if I were a Steelers fan, I would rather face the Patriots and be able to look back on that and say we defeated Tom Brady versus should Tennessee knock them out on Saturday. What's your feeling? Are you rooting for Tennessee to win on Saturday, or would you rather face the Patriots?
Well, I don't think it matters if you root for the Titans. I really don't. So, bottom line is, I think the cream always rises to the top, and you got to beat the best.
Let me just tell you something. When you win a championship, when you win the Super Bowl, James, 5 years from now, if you win it, you're not going to go look back and go, man, that one meant so much more because we beat the Patriots on the way there. If for some reason that small percentage that the Titans clip the Patriots on Saturday night and the Steelers end up benefiting and beating, you know, going on to the Super Bowl and winning it all, you're not going to look back. You're going to say, man, we won the Super Bowl that year. You're not going to say, you know, there's an asterisk next to it because we didn't get to play the Patriots, or it's going to feel better because you beat the Patriots that year. You won a title. You embrace it.
I agree with that, that if you win, you win. You don't care who you play. Bottom line is this, though. I think that, you know, inevitably that's what's, you know, going to happen. I think most people think that it's going to be New England and Pittsburgh, but stranger things have happened. But, I mean, I'll be shocked if they beat them. I really will. I'll keel over if they beat New England in Foxborough. Look, the way I see it is, you know, and I'm sure others would agree that, you know, nobody in Boston's going to sit here and say that it happens this way. But the way we see it, like everybody else, they just get everything goes their way in Boston. When they play at Gillette, they get every call. Everything goes their way. They just don't lose there. And they're damn good at it. They are a great franchise, a great team. They win. They know how to win. They know how to dagger you, finish you, step on your throat, and you know, cut off the jugular. They know how to do it. So, and then they get the calls. Everything's going to go their way. You know, I guarantee you, if Pittsburgh plays up there, there's going to be a pass interference call late in the game, something. It always goes their way, and that's all there is to it. And I don't think they can win there. I really don't. I don't think Pittsburgh can win there. I'll be shocked if they win there. I'll keel over. I hope they win. I want them to win, but I don't see it. I really don't. And I have less of a belief in Tennessee. You got to be kidding me. What, they're going to have another miracle? They're going to beat Kansas City down 18 at the half, and then they're going to go beat the Patriots? Come on. Really? Is that really going to happen, Mafia?
No, it's not going to happen. If you're a Steelers fan, who are you rooting for? You're rooting for Tennessee because you win the game at home. You don't want to have to go to Foxborough. Like you said, the chances of winning there are so slim compared to if you get it at, you know, your Heinz Field versus the Tennessee Titans. You don't care how you get there if you get to the title game. You think Peyton Manning wishes that his Super Bowl title with the Colts was against, you know, Drew Brees and the Saints instead of Rex Grossman and the Bears? No, he wanted the damn title.
Jason in Toronto, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Terrell, what's going on, man? Pour me a drink.
Can we get him a beverage?
All right. Well, first off, I want to say I love the show. Love it. And you know what? I'm looking at the Caps tonight, and I look at them recently, and they got nothing. They're deep. If it's not LeBron, they ain't got nothing going on. And I think this is the year that they lose in the Eastern Conference playoffs. What do you think about that?
I mean, anything's possible. I bet on Toronto tonight in that game. Mafia is my witness on PharrellOnTheBench.com. And I took the Raptors at home. I just thought it smelled like, you know, a good chance for them to get a W tonight. Over to Cavs. They blew them out. It was easy money. So they got it done. That does not mean to me that it spells that they will beat them in a seven-game series. I'm not convinced of that yet. But, I mean, if anyone's going to do it, it's Boston and Toronto. That's it. No one else. And so, I mean, if tonight is indicative of what they could do in a seven-game series, then great. But I don't see them doing that for seven games in a row. You know what I mean? It's going to take 7 games to beat them, right? You're not beating them in 4 or 5 or 6. It'd be a miracle, right? Mark in Chicago, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
I wanted to talk about San Antonio. Why do they even put San Antonio on TNT games anymore? I mean, Popovich is just playing games with these lineups every time. I mean, it's getting old, ain't it?
Well, I'm not a fan of listen, I know he's a great coach and everything. I'm not a fan of his all of his antics with reporters and being, you know, his whole – he doesn't talk and he doesn't like doing interviews and he is short with these interviews. But I'm also not a big fan of in-game interviews with coaches and managers. And in the middle of the 7th inning, I got to hear from the manager. They don't want to do those interviews. They'd rather fly a kite than do those interviews. Popovich hates the media, so I get a little worn out with that whole act. And I also get worn out with his politics, too. Like, everybody's always talking about, you know, mind your business, right? Like, he's a NBA basketball coach. Why don't you just stick to that instead of, we don't want to hear your politics. I'm not into all these people selling me their religion and their politics all the time. Just coach the damn team and win titles. That's what you do. Stop telling us what's wrong with the government and the president and politics. It just bores me. Just shut your mouth. Just coach. You're a coach. I mean, if you're such a hot ass, then why don't you go run the country? Why don't you run for president, hot shot? So whatever. But tonight they threw that game. That was clear. Oh, they didn't even try. That was a joke. What a joke of a national television game that was. And don't try to tell me the Lakers are good. They suck, too. They're awful. I watch them every night. They're terrible. They are. But you know what? I got to tell you, watching this Lou Williams guy go off, he's starting to become just a rock star, the way that guy plays basketball and the way he scores. And not only that, he makes plays. He steals the ball. He's at both ends of the floor. He's involved in the game. He's not one of these guys that's just one-ended. You know, give him the ball, isolation. He's not one of those guys. He's in the middle of everything. He's mixing it up. He's making steals. He's diving for balls. He's passing. He's throwing alley-oops. He's hitting 40-foot bombs. Last night when he had the 50 spot, he hit a 40-footer right in the guy's face. It was unbelievable. Tonight he did the same thing. He lit it up again tonight. They won that game in Sacramento. Now, I got to look at the box. I mean, I watched the game and the highlights even just. So he had 36 tonight. Oh, 30 points. So he had 30 points tonight. And 6 dimes, 2 steals, and a blocked shot. So he had 80 points in 2 nights. Lou Williams, a badass, dude. 10 of 24 from the floor, 5 of 12 from downtown, perfect from the line, 6 dimes, 2 steals. Like I said, a block shot. He plays at both ends of the floor. He does it all. And he turned it over 3 times. That's not that, when you think about it, it's not that bad in an NBA game. So there you go, 855-212-4227. You can get on the bench right now. Call the show.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
So the divisional semis are this weekend, Saturday, Atlanta, Philly first, then Tennessee, New England. Sunday, the first game's Jacksonville, Pittsburgh. The second game, New Orleans, Minnesota. Should be great games. Get my snags at PharrellOnTheBench.com. You spell it F-E-R-R-A-L-L. F as in football, E-R-R-A-L-L. PharrellOnTheBench.com. Another huge week of action, as usual, in hoops and hockey. Friday night, NBA, New York and Minnesota. College hoops Saturday, North Carolina at Notre Dame, Miami at Clemson, and Michigan's at the Breslin in East Lansing against Michigan State. Tomorrow night in the NHL, Winnipeg first place at Chicago. PharrellOnTheBench.com has every pick for every game, every sport, every day, even boxing and MMA, daily fantasy rosters. It's all there. You're going to love it. It's cheap, $35 a month. The return's ridiculous. PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up today. Did you see our boy Tad Boyle at Colorado was angry.
I did see that, and I loved every second of it. Because we need more of this in college athletics. We need coaches hating each other. And he hates that guy, Enfield, and at USC. He took shots at Arizona last week. I don't mind that. He's the little guy in that conference. He needs to step up to these guys.
So he made light of Southern California's recruiting boon under Andy Enfield. So on Wednesday, when USC was cruising to a double-digit win over Colorado Trojans, head coach Andy Enfield, whose program is also the subject of the FBI's investigation, made sure Boyle had extra time to think about his comments directed at both Arizona and USC by calling an oddly timed timeout with 21 seconds remaining in the game, up 12. "I just had some things to say to my team," Enfield explained after the game. Boyle, though, snuffed out the situation immediately and said, "The strategic timeout would not be forgotten. I'll say this, that was a very strategic timeout from Andy, and I'm not going to forget about it, and neither will our players." So there you go. Apparently, he reveled in the fact the Buffalo's team was able to knock off Arizona last week, saying he absolutely took a higher level of satisfaction in a win, given the Wildcats' recent involvement in the FBI probe into corruption within the sport. He also made fun of Southern Cal. So they hate him. He hates them. We love Boyle. We're rooting for him and his hatred toward them.
Boyle, a big fan of the bench. I mean, it's just, you got to love Tad.
That's awesome. So we still never got your answer on realignment.
What would you like to know?
Do you like the Smite division? Edmonton, Calgary, Vancouver, Seattle, San Jose, Vegas, LA, and Anaheim.
Love it. I think it's outstanding. Right. I like that when eventually if that Seattle team comes in, you got to have them in the same division as Vancouver. That's a
the Norris,
a natural rivalry.
Winnipeg, Minnesota, Detroit, Chicago, St. Louis, Dallas, Colorado, Arizona.
A couple changes here. You get a couple of those Pacific teams now going to be in the Central. And Detroit, this is why this will never happen. Detroit going back to the Western Conference, which they fought for years to get over into the East, which they finally are now. There's no way they'll go back to the West. So that's the only thing I would snuff
out. All right, Adams division, Montreal, Ottawa, Toronto, Buffalo, Boston, Islanders, Rangers, Devils.
I see where it makes sense geographic-wise, but then, you're taking the metropolitan teams, Islanders, Rangers, and Devils, away from a bunch of rivals that they have in Penguins, Flyers, and Capitals. So that's the one thing you're breaking that up.
So the Patrick division would be Pittsburgh, Columbus, Nashville, Tampa, Florida, Carolina, Philly, and Washington.
Like I said, geographically, it makes great sense because right now you have Tampa and Florida in the same division as all those teams in the North, Toronto, Montreal, Buffalo. So it makes sense in that point, in that perspective.
All right, how far will the Eagles advance? Will they lose in the divisional round, lose in the title game, lose in the Super Bowl, or win the Super Bowl?
They'll be out by 8 o'clock Saturday night. So
by 8 o'clock Saturday night. Mafia, how far will the Eagles go? Will they lose this weekend, lose in the title game next weekend, lose in the Super Bowl, or win the Super Bowl?
At best, they're making it through this weekend, but I'm with Carver High. I think the Falcons are going to come in there and get the win and continue on their redemption tour.
20 has been the magic number for the Falcons when they score 20 or more. They're 11-0 this year when they scored 20 or more. Did they win 11 games? So in every game they won, they scored more than 20.
10 in the regular season and then the Ram game.
So all their wins, they scored 20. So if they put up 20, they're going to win the game, right? The Bears are hiring Mark Helfrich as their offensive coordinator. Do you like that move or not, or does anyone even care? I think he was doing TV out West.
Yeah, he was doing 1 year of TV after getting let go at Oregon. So now you got an offensive coordinator from Kansas City who botched their game, and the guy couldn't make it at Oregon.
Wow.
Yeah, not a great combination of my idea.
Where do I get season tickets? Richard Sherman rips the NFL concussion protocol. I'm so sick of Richard Sherman. How's that sound? I'm just so sick. I wish he had a concussion. How's that sound? Can you say that in the Lagoon Hour? Blue Lagoon? Wishing concussions on people?
As we always say, when you're in the Blue Lagoon Hour, you can say pretty much anything you want.
Norv Turner is named the Panthers offensive coordinator after the Mike Shula firing. Another one I don't care about. When will Norv Turner finally go away? People are probably saying that about me. When will Pharrell finally go away? Hopefully not anytime soon. Again, the London games will be Seattle and the Raiders, and then Eagles, Jaguars, and Titans, Chargers, all in October. Blah, 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 blah. Survey suggests the NFL's never-ending love for UK games may be misguided as locals find American football boring. Carver High, do you believe that the Brits think the American football is boring? Then why do they fill Wembley Stadium to watch the games?
Yeah, I'm sure that there's a percentage of them that feel that way. You know, listen, they have one game over there. That's
they
it.
Said 59% of respondents in Britain rate the NFL as quite boring.
It's because they're used to 90 minutes of the ball constantly moving. They're not used to
only golf fared worse, which they love golf, don't they?
You got to remember this. When we go to NFL games, you know, you're doing a lot of sitting around. It's not like when you're at home and you got the red zone and things are moving and you're watching other games.
You're right.
When you're actually at the game, you really understand how long the commercial breaks are, how long the replays are, all that. And they're used to games not stopping. They don't stop inside.
So, believe it or not, this is what is the most boring sport? So they did the survey. The worst sport, they said, was golf. And then NFL, cricket, darts. Snooker. What is that like blow? What is snooker?
That would be pool.
Oh. There you go. Snooker. Is that what they call it over there?
Correct.
Congratulations. Basketball, 52%. Horse racing, 52%. Cycling, 50%. Is that a sport? Formula One, 49%. Boxing, 46%. Rugby, 43%. Swimming, 43%. Yeah, I can't get enough of watching swimming. Love watching those swimming races. Although Michael Phelps' races were pretty cool, weren't they, when he kicked everyone's ass for all those years? I don't get it. So football itself, what's the difference? So are they saying there's a different kind of football? Not soccer, but literally they're saying American football, and then there's football. Where is that other football being played? Canada? Rugby union? Okay. Is that different than rugby league? Gymnastics, tennis, and what is athletics? Just pure athletics.
People running around in a field. That's it. They're into athletics.
Pharrell running to the Starbucks before it closes in Las Vegas at the Golden Nugget.
They are never open when you go there.
I hate that place.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
So Arizona State lost again tonight in College Rack. Oregon beat them in Tempe. So I think Mavi told me 0-3 now in conference play.
1-3.
There you go. NBA All-Star Game voting update. LeBron leapfrogs. Greek Freak Curry takes the lead in the West. People are very excited. Deion Waiters will undergo season-ending surgery on his left ankle. That can't be good. They'll have the surgery in the next 2 weeks. That's got to hurt them a little bit. Damian Lillard on Chris Paul's late game layup. So Wednesday night, Chris Paul decided to go for a layup rather than dribbling out the clock in the closing seconds of Houston's 121-112 win. Lillard confronted Paul after the game and described the conversation. I just asked him, what did you get out of that? Y'all wasn't guarding, but we got back. There were two guys back. We got back. He was sprinting the court to get the layup, and CJ was chasing him. I just felt like in that situation, if you've got to do that to go get the layup, what's the point of it? His layup with 12 seconds remaining allowed him to finish with a game-high 37 to go along with 11 dimes and 7 rebounds. He said losing the game fair and square, but suggested he was irked due to the breach of etiquette. I think as far as sportsmanship goes, if the roles were reversed, I don't think they would like it. They had two guys up on the floor. I think Shabazz Napier ran back. I ran back. We get two guys back. He pretty much sprinted down the court to get the layup. CJ was chasing him. At that point, you just wonder, what are you doing that for? Was he trying to get there? What was he trying to do? And he asked him, but I'll tell you what he did. That layup covered the bet.
Did it really?
That's exactly what it did. It would have covered the other way. Portland would have covered. But that layup lost the cover, and Houston covered.
Yeah, they were up 7. The bet was 8.5.
Eight and a half.
Getting, and that made it 9.
That made it 9.
What was the clock situation here?
There was 10 seconds left.
Could they have dribbled out?
All he had to do was dribble out, game over.
That's suspicious. I'm sorry. That's suspicious to me.
That is.
Especially when he's sprinting up the court to get it.
And then he's like, you know, F you to everybody. I don't care what you think. Florida Atlantic has the second longest win streak in the country and dominated their bowl game. Surprised they didn't finish in the top 25. 29th AP, 30th, our coach is 29th, 30th AP. Did they snub Lane Kiffin?
No, because their conference sucks.
Defensive tackle recruit Jesse Altman was one of three men arrested in Gadsden, Alabama this week on capital murder charges. Looks like he won't be going to play big-time college football now. They allegedly are suspects in last week's murder of an 18-year-old. He's a three-star prospect, Etowah High in Atala, Alabama, and ranks as number 585 overall in the country, number 40 defensive tackle, number 20 from the state of Alabama in the class of 2019. They were charged in the shooting death of this kid. They will be tried as adults. He was shot and killed while in a vehicle on the night of January 4th. He had received scholarship offers from several high-profile schools, including Mississippi State, Oregon, Texas, Texas Tech, Virginia Tech, and West Virginia. And he also got interest from Alabama and Florida State. Neither school has offered him a scholarship. They won't be offering him one now. Dustin Pedroia is eyeing opening day after having knee surgery. Everyone's excited. Here we go. Floyd Mayweather, Conor McGregor renew their feud. So we all know that he's retired, if you believe that. He said to McGregor, I already Pharrell'd you up in 2017. Now they're about to Pharrell you up in 2018. You're about to start your new year off with a bang. McGregor returned fire, which prompted Mayweather to continue the online scuffle by posting numerous photos from various points of their fight where McGregor was taking punishment. Dana White admitted that McGregor was pushing hard to get back in the boxing ring with Mayweather. 2 weeks ago, he said that. But McGregor's coach recently said in an interview that he'd do everything to keep him in the UFC. He has not fought in the UFC since the fall of 2016. Is the Conor McGregor brand still focused on fighting at all? So everybody's talking about how he's Ireland's largest Christmas theme park he was at. Apparently, he had a party and whatever. They had the champ, who appeared as relaxed as ever while trying to get ice cream on his 2,000-plus Gucci tracksuit. It's all about money. He's on private jets, snakeskin suitcases, Cartier lighters.
Let me tell you, he's blowing through that money fast, man. Just like Floyd. That's why Floyd kept fighting. He wants back in that boxing ring. He's getting that taste now. He's throwing some heavy money
then
around.
Then they even said he was, you know, had ticked off the Irish mob.
I'm telling you, these guys are fighting again.
Floyd declares himself the new king of Ireland. He's going to cause a global controversy with this one, mentioning a country that has spread literally all around the world. Anyway, what did he say? The new king of Ireland. It took me 28 minutes. Anyway, Canelo Alvarez agrees to the second Triple G fight without a rematch clause. May 5th, they'll fight. It'll be signed off in the next few days. Where are they going to fight, Mavi? You said maybe the Garden.
Three choices.
T-Mobile or MSG's making a big push to try to get it.
And Jerry's World, right? There's three choices.
Aren't they always there? Danny Garcia says Crawford must fight Spence to earn a match against him, Terrence Crawford. Danny Garcia says Terrence Crawford isn't even a top 10 contender in the welterweight division. He needs to face Errol Spence for him to earn a fight against him. Spence is 22-0. Garcia's 33-1. Crawford's 32-0 with 23 knockouts. Has moved up to 147. He'll be fighting Jeff Horn in Australia, April 21st. Deontay Wilder gets 2 years probation is ordered to community service for weed possession. Rafa Nadal, Roger Federer in the top two seeds in the Aussie Open that starts on the 15th. And finally, five women have accused James Franco, the actor, of sexually exploitative behavior. Is that a new term for sexual harassment? Sexually exploitative behavior? He says the accusations are not accurate. Didn't he get accused as well, allegedly, of hitting on a 17-year-old? I read that, too. What a nightmare. Mavi says he likes his movies, though. Mark in Milwaukee, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Pharrell, it was long worth the wait. How are you doing, my friend?
My man.
Happy New Year. I've called you a couple times before. I'm not going to blow any more smoke up your keister, but your show's fantastic. I look
Thank
forward
you.
To you. And it is. I'm 65 years old. I've been around a lot of them. And someday before I die, I hope to meet you in person because you and I could sit down. We have some mutual acquaintances who I'm not going to mention over the air, and I would have a lot of fun with you.
Awesome.
Let's get to some of the topics you covered tonight. First of all, I'm not a hockey aficionado by any stretch of the imagination. I'm a fair-weather bandwagon fan of the Blackhawks when they made their runs.
Right.
But it seems to me the one – and I'm old school. I like rivalries. I think the league was hurt with realignment by taking away the Red Wing-Blackhawk rivalry. And you know a lot more about the scenario, but I thought that was really –
Yeah, I agree. They should not take away any rivalries. That's a big mistake.
It was bad, definitely, to take Detroit away from Chicago, but unfortunately, Detroit was tired of flying to California and Western Canada a couple times a year, being in the Western Conference. It just wasn't fair to them.
Yeah, I get it. What else did you want to say? I got to hurry. I'm out of time, Mark. I hate to be rude.
I'll come back to it, but as far as this, the NBA, what I don't like about it is, you know, the lack of parity. As far as I'm concerned, from what I can see, as long as LeBron James is healthy, probably nobody's going to challenge Cleveland. But I'll bring up a couple names. Possible MVP guy, I think DeMar DeRozan's a great player and underrated. As good as he is and things like that, I think he's tremendous.
He's definitely a really good player. He's had big nights this year for sure. And I liked his little fight with Dragic the other night. I like watching Lou Williams play. I do think Cleveland's very tough. I still think Boston and Toronto can give him a series. That doesn't mean I think Toronto can win the series, but I can give him a decent series. And I know no one respects them. They kicked their ass tonight. And then I don't even think anybody respects Boston, but I think they can play with them too. And they just got done beating their ass. JT in Pittsburgh here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, my man? How you doing tonight?
Hey, dude.
Hey, I want a quick question. When you have a guy, the freak of nature, when I'm talking about Aaron Donald, when you have a guy like this who, number one, stays healthy, is the most dominating defensive player I've seen in ages, why do owners mess around with – I mean, I know it's their job to make as much money as they can and not spend as much as they have to, but why don't you pay guys like this? When, you know, his contract's coming up, you don't want to piss him off. Don't you – isn't this the type of guy that you want to pay and keep in your system for at least 10 years? I mean, why do these owners mess around with this?
Well, he's still on his rookie deal. He held out of camp. He still has 2 years left on it. So, look, I think that eventually if you're a badass and you're one of the best players in the league, no matter what, you're going to end up getting your money. You're going to get your money. It's as simple as that. They always talk tough and act tough, and then when it in the 11th hour, they'll get their money. Eventually, it always happens. And camp holdouts, they're inevitable. They happen every summer. It's always a fact of the league that the star players hold out, and then they eventually get a deal done in the 11th hour. Richie in Oklahoma City.
Pharrell, what's up, dude?
Yo.
Waxing up the mahogany. Listen, you mentioned after sports back in SoCal, bro. Long, long time, man.
My man,
the
I wish.
God, Pharrell.
I wish I was in SoCal.
I know, man. I'm in Oklahoma City, so, you know, you can't feel any worse than I do.
I believe that.
I'm looking at what's happening in Las Vegas now with that team, the beautiful hockey team, the Golden Knights, and I'm so happy for them. And I'm also very happy because I am a number one Raider hater. That the Raiders might end up getting to Vegas, and they already had a team in town that's captured everyone's heart, maybe even competed for a championship. That'd be the perfect way to totally reverse themselves as soon as they get to LV. So Raiders could suck it, and I hope the Patriots go down this weekend, Pharrell.
There you go. So he wants the Patriots to lose, and I think he wants the Raiders to lose as well.
Does he want anybody to win?
No. Nolan in Myrtle Beach. Nolan, is he there?
Hello?
No. Hey, Nolan.
Hey, all these butt munchers that wanting Atlanta to go into Philly and win it—they're out of their mind.
I have no idea what you just said, but I support you fully. I think he said that Atlanta was going to go into Philly and win.
I believe so.
What did he sound like to you, Carver? Can you replay that phone call?
A couple of Chardonnays, it sounded like to me before the call.
You think we had another, the Pharrell breathalyzer?
Another 1:53 a.m. Eastern time check of the Pharrell Chardonnay breathalyzer here. Second night in a row.
He might have blown over the 08.
It's possible. But as long as he's at home and it's recreational, that's okay.
Listen, we support anyone hammering cocktails at this hour.
Like I will be at the D.
As long as you're safe and at home, that's all that matters. So we'll be here on a pain-free Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern. Very exciting night. Can't wait. We're going to talk about playoff football all night and gamble heavily and get the beer flowing in the Farella Pub. There's a bunch of NBA and NHL games and some crappy college basketball games tomorrow night to boot. So we'll be stoked to spend the night with you and head into the weekend. For Carver, I am Mafia, I'm Pharrell. Good night. Get the I Am Scott Pharrell app.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.